It's music by DJ Sky, by the way, featuring vocals by the lovely Tekla, who recently in a radio interview made a huge, huge confession saying that the song with, was it called Boja Mojo Karib?
Yeah, yeah.
She was not paid for it.
I almost said Boya Kim. Tandolamos.
Marry Me.
Yeah.
She didn't get a single bit of royalty from that. She was flown in, they did the song, and...
That's crazy, man.
Shop Shavina. We checked out Jagged Edge also with Goodbye and Macy Gray with I Try. Speaking of Namibian music, Shikwan, have you seen King Tidi's new music video?
Yep.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts?
Namibian men are beautiful.
I'll take it.
They look good. They look good. Honestly, there isn't even anyone in the video that will be like, hey, what are you doing there?
Yeah, yeah.
Man, it looks... Wow. Yeah.
It's well done, right?
Well done. And Paige kind of looks like a snack, too.
Oh, wait. You know what? Paige, I'm not gonna lie. Paige has been... He's been upping his game.
Yeah, yeah.
He's swag. Well, the way great. He looks. You know what I mean? Like, he's been conscious about that thing.
Yeah.
I appreciate that,
It's giving metrosexual.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I love it.
But apart from the video, actually, you know, Shikwan, I was, because you know, like me and my musical ear, especially when it comes to Namibian music, I was listening to the song.
Right.
And in listening to the song, I had a couple of analysis with the song.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You know when King Tidi changed his name from the dog to King Tidi?
Yeah.
He released a couple of stuff under the name King Tidi.
Yeah.
Right. But it was just not landing. It was just not hitting.
Mm.
You know what I mean? The way it would hit with the dog brand.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know whether it was the market reacting to his new name and maybe not accepting his new name. But with
the new name came a new sound, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it was just not landing, to be very honest, right? And then, I mean, he retires and then he goes into his business and he goes into huge hiatus. And now, I think after 4 or 5 years, this is his first music video. And I was listening to the song, Shikwan.
Mm-hmm.
And I was curious about the beat.
Mm.
Because the beat has an element of relevance of today, but it also has the old umshasho-ness in it.
Mm.
Do you understand what I mean?
That
we've been missing.
Yep.
So you know what? We're just going to talk to the man that made the beat. DJ Dozer.
Yo.
What's happening, player?
It's all good, man. How you guys doing?
Good, man. How is the morning? I hope it's not too cold where you are, hey?
Not really.
All right.
You know, just relaxed, refreshing.
Mm.
That's the spirit, man.
Taking a walk through the hood.
Now, DJ Dozer, please confirm or deny. You are the gentleman that created and conceptualized this beat for King Tidi.
Yes, definitely did.
Now, what was the thinking behind this beat, Dozer? Because like I said, it has an element of, it has a today sound, but it also has the original umshasho-ness in it. I don't know how to explain it.
Yes, my brother, you know, growing up in the music industry, we study this artist, you know.
Mm.
So you study their sound and, you know, being a producer, you need to also bring in the new elements, you know, of today, you know, so... Basically, that's it. Study the artist and mix the sounds with the current sound, and that's what happens, you know.
Mm. So tell us about the making of this great hit. Because, listen, I think I probably have to give you a flowers in terms of actually reviving Dog, because we have missed him so much. So tell us about the making of the song itself. Did you have a beat that you came up with and you pitched it to him? Did he come to you? How did that come about?
Actually, this was a sample. I think I met King Tidi back in 2019, COVID, you know.
Yeah.
He had more time to be surfing through the internet. That's how I got his number. So I've been sending him short samples and stuff like that, you know.
Okay.
So he came across this sample and we took it to the studio, you know. But it was as exciting as the song sounds, you know.
Mm.
So the making was not really that much pressure. But then it was as exciting as it sounds, you know.
Now, yeah. Doza, I know for a fact that you've been hustling for some time, man. Like, you have been hustling since the days of Oga. You came a long way with this thing, my guy. Is this perhaps that big break that you needed? Could this be the your season? Could this be that you know, that turnaround season? You know, when you feel it in your bones,
you know,
like it's coming.
You know what I think personally?
Yeah.
It's like the artist's duty to like promote the producers, you know, and that don't oftenly happen, you know. But then for this guy to be taking my name to greater heights like that, posting about me, talking about me, you know, all over the media, it's just about me. I feel like it is that big break that I needed, actually. The exposure is really, really, and I'm really grateful for that, you know. But then you'll really have to work to catch the attention of the corporate like that.
Yeah. No, because what it is also the conversation that Arafat always emphasized on, right? Arafat always, Arafat was always adamant on just, listen, we need to give our producers more credit because
more
there's
credit.
A lot that actually goes in. But honestly, you know, your name is recognized now. We are now part of the Oga Nation.
It's actually just approved. I think it's actually just approved because people sometimes they know this guy is dope, you know, but what they do is like, he's not there yet, you know. What they do is that, because I had projects where we actually scooped awards, but it was not really the same as now, you know. Now I literally see people giving me that respect as a producer, you know. And I feel like, yeah, I've been dropping music. I dropped recently dropped a video featuring Jericho. Y'all should go check it out as well. I dropped another video, and I've been seeing how the views are actually topping, you know. And I also think it has something to do with what's happening to me right now, you know.
All right, fantastic, man.
Now, thank you so much, Doza. We wish you all the best. I mean, that's why we're calling you. We see it now. You know when you get a call from Fresh FM, that's when you know.
That's big. That's huge.
That's when you know.
It's time.
Yeah, nothing is impossible, man. Keep reaching for your dreams. And also, we followed you there by Instagram. Please follow Fresh FM back.
Yeah, you should also check out my videos on YouTube. Follow me on Instagram, DJ Doza Namibia, you know. And work in silence and let your success be the norm.
It's an example. Fresh FM followed you. If you don't follow me back in the next 5 seconds, I'm unfollowing you.
No, I'm talking to the listeners.
To the listeners. All right. Awe. Next show, guys. Thank you, man.
Thank you, puta.
Sharp.